Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This week's topic is entities, how they can affect you, and the number one way to get rid of them. So I went back and forth on whether or not to do this topic, but the thing is, it kept coming up and it kept coming up and it kept coming up. And even as of last night, I was like, okay, should I really go do this tomorrow? Because I already have done my podcast through the schedule that I needed to do. And so this is kind of like a bonus one, which will just add another week to what I've already done, right? It's not going to be at a different time. And even until last night, I was just like, oh, so back and forth on doing it, because I don't want anybody to go in fear, right? But it's also a fact that I've seen personally in myself, my family, my clients, and even strangers, that it's just a fact that happens. And the reason it's come up, and I felt guided to share with you, there's one thing that will it's one thing that will 100% work, because I've used lots and lots of things, right? Like sage and crystals and incense and essential oils and white light, and all of them work to an extent. I will tell you this for sure, like sage, it will get rid of the heavy energies in the house, but not necessarily entities in the house. And I will explain the number one way, the one thing that I know has always worked for me, after I give you these examples, okay? But like I said, sage will only get the heavy energies out of the house. I think the thing is, and you know, people say salt around. I don't know. I've never really personally done salt. I've done everything else. I've done the violet flame. I've done the white light. And I've done the essential oils. I've done crystals. And all of them work to a point. But the thing is, you need one thing that will work for sure, right? Use the sage. I'm not saying don't use these things. Use the sage, use the white light, use the salt, of, you know, whatever you use. But when it comes down to it, if you've done all that and still have something, use what I'm going to tell you, because it works. And I've had to use it myself personally. And it's something I learned when I was a kid. All right. So that being said, let me start with some examples for you that I wanted to share. So I had a client that came to me who had been having issues at school. And when I got in the energy, I looked at that kid's energy, and I also looked at the kid that was causing trouble for the one that I was working on. And what I saw was two entities both working through each kid that was causing the fighting, right? It was like they were in their ear telling them things, you know, that's making them react more. And so that's one example where I've seen entities. It's like, it just, we're in a place where they're at. Now, sometimes they don't affect everybody. And the ones that I see personally that have had the issues are people who, they came into this life to do light work. And which is mostly, you know, my clients and stuff, and people that I deal with, right? And myself and my family. And so you may not have entities ever around you. I don't know. There is people that I see that don't have them. And the only thing I could say is sometimes it's the people that came in with a mission to do. Some people come in to experience this realm. So maybe they don't, or maybe they do when they come to experience it. I don't know. I haven't figured out the total rhyme or reason to it yet. And maybe there's not. Some of it is when we're low. And, you know, when I get low, I have things that tend to bother me. And sometimes they'll even try to go through my family to bother me if they can't get to me. So This is not something to scare you because remember, you always have the power. You have the power to not have to deal with it, right? You have the power to remove it, okay? So that was one example with the two kids fighting. Another one was I worked on a client and they had three entities around them and they had no idea that they were there. And I don't know if they were causing a problem for them per se, but anything that's around you or your energy that's a lower vibration, it will drain you, which is how it ties into causing us pain and illness. And it's something and stress and anxiety. If there, you could totally be having stress and anxiety with it. And it's just something that you want to remove if it, you just want them to be removed because they will cause you issues one way or another. And you don't need it. And you remember you have the power to not have to deal with it, right? But she didn't know that they were there. Now, remember, she is doing this work, this light work. And so they're going to come around people who are trying to do it. So you want to be sure to learn to protect yourself and also have this one thing that you can do. By protecting yourself, it's the violet flame, it's bringing in the white light, asking God, source, whatever you believe in for protection, and that only that kind of information comes to you. You want to be really strong in that, okay? So when you're doing the work, you want to for sure be doing that, along with saging and the essential oils, whatever it is you use. You want to use all of that. But the bottom line is it's more your thoughts, your words that are going to be in control. But the other stuff will help you. It'll help lighten the energy in the house. And it does help keep these things away, but it's not an end all be all because I've seen them get there even with people that do all this work. Okay. And I've seen it with myself because I work on my house almost every day. I work on my kids' places every day, and we still have problems at times. Okay. So then the last one I want to share, no, I have two more that I want to share with you is these two young adults were fighting out in the street near where I was at. And normally I just, go about my day, but it was really loud and really, it felt different. And so I had a look and I was granted access to look. I don't just look unless I'm allowed to. I don't snoop in where I'm not allowed. I asked because it felt like it was something I needed to look at. And I got permission and I went and looked. And they also had two beings in their ear causing the fighting for them. And what was interesting is I got to see this one firsthand because when I worked on the other kid, it wasn't in the moment that the fighting was happening, right? This was in the moment that the fighting was happening. So I went in and I removed the two beings, and that fight just stopped immediately, right? So the point in telling you this is like these entities will come and they're going to whisper in your ear things. So, when they say bring it to your heart, our mind is being messed with. Our mind is being messed with from our traumas. Our mind is being messed with from the past. Our mind is being messed with from religion, our minds being messed with from government, being what we've been taught, okay, and what we understand and what things that have happened to us, it's being messed with. But what also is happening is there's entities could be there getting in your ear, basically telling you things to get you more worked up, to get you upset, to get you angry, which that in turn affects your physical, affects your mental, physical. It can cause you stress, anxiety, pain, and illness. And also, it's going to cause issues with you and other people, right? Because they're putting things in your ears to get you more riled up because that's what they want. They want us to be riled up and not at peace. So I always talk about being at peace, right? That's because you've got to get away from these mind things. Because it could be your trauma speaking, it could be these entities speaking that's what's coming through your mind and not the truth, okay? So that's why you need to go into your heart. And if it's anything pulling you out of peace and you're getting into stress, whatever it is, that's not the truth. And that's something you just need to keep telling yourself over and over and over again. And why you just can't believe everything that comes through your mind, okay? Because it can be being manipulated in one way or another, whether it's from your past stuff or a little entity there in your ear, okay? Now, I want you to understand, none of this just to scare you or anything. It's just something I've seen personally, and it doesn't necessarily happen to everybody, but when they're given a chance, they're going to try to do that or come near you and affect you. And so, my last story is mine. And I've always been able to really easily use the white light, push it out from my body and it keeps them away. This time I was in a dream, or, I was sleeping. So, we'll say it's a dream. It was probably not a dream, just in another realm. But I was. I remember coming conscious in it, right? And I remember being I won't say afraid, but a little bit like, this isn't good. And I remember trying to send the white light out, and it wasn't working. It wasn't working to remove whatever it was there. And I couldn't see it, but I knew it was there, and I knew it was trying to affect me or appear to get at me, okay? And I kept pushing the white light out, and it wasn't working. And so I remembered, and I've used this from time to time. And I remember when I was a kid, my dad telling me a story about somebody who decided that they would call the devil to them because they were going to be strong enough to fight him off or whatever. And I remember my dad telling me that story, and like it was a little bit frightening to me at the time. And I asked him, I said, well, what can you do if something like that happens? Of course, I'm not going to call that, but what if something like that happened? Because, I don't know, something just made me ask him. And maybe it was for when I got to this point in my life. And it's funny that it came back. And it's never lost my mind. And I said, well, what do you do? And the one thing he said, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. And I've used that throughout the years. I haven't always used it. I would use the white light in this. And when I'm working out other clients, I'll use the white light and remove them and do it kind of in a physical way. But when I was out of it, I wasn't in enough conscious control. And that's the one thing that worked to make that being go away. And it did immediately. Immediately, it just went away. And I remember, back when he told me that, thinking, okay, and I had the confidence in it. And like I said, it's the one thing that worked when other things didn't for me, because I was trying to do the other things. And I think that's something that made me realize that maybe we do need to get back into whatever our belief is. And now I'm not saying religion per se. It's belief, because I have a strong connection and believe in God, right? And Jesus. But it's not religion, because religion comes with too many expectations, I guess, maybe, of us. And I'm not saying all, but a lot of them have these expectations. And what it comes down to is more your feelings, your association, your relationship with God and Jesus, okay? And that's what you need to look at, because I know a lot of people have been turned away, or not turned away. They have gone away from God and Jesus if they've been raised in really strict religious homes, and it's because it was God and Jesus is tied to religion, but God and Jesus are not religion, okay? And so I think it's time for us to go back to that, because that's the one thing, like I said, that's the one thing that's going to work, because of the where we're at. We came here to experience it, so remember that. But that where we're at, that's just a part of having these entities that can come and in some ways affect us. But that you say that with the power in yourself, it will go away immediately, because that's the one thing they're not allowed to be around us when we are in the power and we don't consent to it. Okay, so just remember, In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave, and it will go away. Whatever it is will go away. So I want you to just keep that in mind and not to be in fear, but just to always remember that you have this power and you are a powerful being and you have the light within you and there's nothing that can affect you. At times, things might seem a little scary, but they're not. You have the power. You have to remember you're an eternal being that's here just to have this experience. You go on from this life. All right. And we're here to enjoy and see this physical world, but also to maybe overcome and remember the power we have, that we're strong light beings that are here to remember that that's what we are. And that's why that one thing will work. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to leave. Okay. And it's a simple thing, and I hope you remember it, especially kind of maybe just say it a couple of times, because when you're out of it in a dream, you're not always thinking and you might be panicking because you're not totally there mentally to remember those things. So just remember that. And then maybe as you're falling asleep, you know, say a little prayer asking for protection. Do those things also, right? But when we've had bad days or lower energies or gotten angrier and stuff, they have a chance to come in. That's when they're able to kind of sneak in, is when we're in the lower vibrations. And that's why I always say to keep your vibrations high because it's less likely to happen. But they'll look for places, you know, to try to come in. And it's happened to me a few times at night in sleep. So just remember, you're strong, you've got this, and to not be in fear. And if you don't have these issues, great. Not everybody does. Not everybody does. It's just something I've seen. Oh, I remember. I was kept talking for a little bit because I had one more story I wanted to share with you. And this is somebody I follow on YouTube. They're vloggers. And they're just my mindless entertainment. I just like watching them. Anyway, they were talking about situations where they had gone somewhere, and this is another thing I've seen. They've gone somewhere that were haunted, okay? And they picked up something that came home with them, and it was specifically on the woman. And this thing was really bothering them. It was kept causing trouble. It kept slamming doors, making noises, etc. And this is what made me do this video. It was the final straw because I had all those other stories, and then there was this one, because this one tied back to the religion that I was raised in. And so I wanted to talk about it because it hit home, and then it made me realize a few things. And it made me realize it was just another thing, reason I needed to talk about it, to share with you that you have this power, that you can get rid of anything. You have the power. You don't have to have a priest or a bishop or a preacher or whoever handle it for you. You can handle it yourself. So they had this situation, and this couple, he decided to do a blessing on her because this thing was just kept bothering her and bothering her. And once he did that blessing, it went away immediately, right? And it's because he said some of the same words that I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. There was some of that in there. I don't know if it was exactly like that, but it made me realize that we have the power. And I remember we have the power. I've known we had the power, but I want to share it with you to make sure you understand you have the power. The other thing is to remember that it's okay. You have this power. You don't have to rely on other people to do it for you. You don't have to rely on religion to do it for you. You don't have to rely on government to do it for you. We are powerful beings, and we have the ability to take control and take care of ourselves and remove things that maybe don't need to be there. Okay? So just remember that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. That's all you have to say. Say it in strength and power, and it can't stay. You might not need the strength and power, but it does help. Okay. So, but you want to start standing in your strength and power and using that because that's how you'll make a difference in your life and then those around you. All right. So that's what I've got for today. Every day, go do something you love, something that lifts you up, brings you joy, sing, dance, run around the yard, paint, whatever it is, do at least one thing every day. And then every day, do at least one self-care, drink tea, Epsom salt, bath, pray, meditate, do at least one of those every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and in everyone. And when you see something in someone that stands out to you, say it to them. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to see a difference in your life. So, if you need any more help, or want to contact me, or you want a free healing meditation, all the links are in the description below. I would love to hear from you. And if there's any topics you would like me to discuss, reach out and email me, and I will try to do them. All right, so have a great day. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.